You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Good morning. You know, I think they expected someone a lot shorter. The two people that have stood here today are both over 6 feet. It's kind of ironic. I'm standing like a 6 foot ladder, but anyway. The good news is, Craig said I had a half an hour. I'm not going to use the whole thing. Everyone needs a supportive wife, and mine was here doing the altar guild at 7:30, and she told me that about two-thirds of it needed to go. So here we are with what's left. It's really hard to talk about something so important and narrow it down. I mean, this church, when I walk in it, I feel with a feeling of gratitude. And it wasn't always that way, and I'll explain more about that later, but the thing about this church is that Jesus lives here, God lives here, the Holy Spirit lives here, and it changes lives. I know because it's changed my life. Why does the Advent thrive? It's 150 years old. A lot of things in Birmingham have come and gone. The train station, gone, many other things, and yet, here we are, 150 years later, all of us here. We've got a service going simultaneously downstairs. We've got a retreat, and we still have all you wonderful people. Faith is nurtured here, and the gospel is preached here. And how it's giving to, how do we receive that gospel, receive it through the preaching? Dean just gave a wonderful sermon. I've heard it twice now. There was a lot of stuff I missed the first time. You know, the 7:30 service is a little bit sleepier than this one. You know, most of my humor went right over their heads. When you look at the offerings for Sunday school, it looks like a college catalog. It's amazing, and the teaching of such quality, it's just hard to believe. And of course, our incredible staff. When my parents were on their deathbed, members of the clergy came and performed last rites in our home, and that just meant an incredible amount. Then we got the choir. Holy smokes! You know, this organ, for instance, is not, you don't just order on Amazon. It's got to be built with craftsmen and artists. It's just incredible. And the choir, ladies, when y'all do the descant, unashamedly, tears. This morning, I'm sitting right there, and then y'all come in a lot better than the 7:30 descant was not quite that strong. The choir, the choir's not there if y'all have never been to that service. And I can't carry it by myself, for sure. This sanctuary, you know, 125-year-old building is full of adventure. You know, the lights, I say we finally fixed. We're still struggling with some moisture up here, and I see in the back, I don't usually look back there, but I see we got another moisture problem back there, Craig. I don't know if you've seen that. I want to thank Dean Smalley for his leadership during a recent challenging time. And here we are, the church continues to thrive. How about the special events we have and the speakers, like the 1517 Project? That would just overwhelmed me. That was unbelievable. I hope we get those guys back sometime. I mentioned the retreat. You know, we have the Mockingbird Conference here and all the different ministries. And what about Advent House? Holy Advent House, an amazing place. Intercessory prayer. I went there probably 15 years ago, and the other day this thing fell out of my Bible, and it was the notes from that visit, and I saw that everything that was in those notes had been addressed by God, most of them in ways I had never imagined could ever turn out so well. And by the way, the sextons, we got sextons around here. The sextons are cleaning up the breakfast from all the, well, not that many children here this morning. They're on the retreat, but cleaning up for breakfast and setting up for the dean's class. So when you walk in there, those chairs will all be in a row, and you can find a seat and some coffee. But I mentioned that it changed my life. And so a little history. My grandparents were members here and got married here. Actually, both sets of grandparents were members here. My parents were married here. My grandparents, my daughter was married here. I was baptized here. Four of six grandchildren are baptized here. Two are pending. They just haven't been scheduled yet. They're going to get baptized, I promise. When I was growing up, the Advent was a long way from Crestline. So my parents, with all the rambunctious kids that they had at the house, the Redmond Expressway wasn't here. So we went to another church while I was growing up. And in that church, I kind of grew up to be sort of a deist. I had a feeling there was a God, and I kind of understood Christianity, sort of, but it was up here. None of it was here. None of it was in my heart. And after college, and I got married, we came back to the Advent, and we began our family. And the order was college, marriage, medical school, residency, starting practice. I mean, that's a lot of beanie weenie dinners, I'm telling you. You know, Le Sueur peas and Uncle Ben's rice and maybe a hamburger patty. And so, but Christianity was still sort of a dry hole for me. But thanks to the Advent, I went on a retreat called Crescia. And I hope that if you haven't been, you end up going. It's the most incredible weekend. And at that was when it finally hit me that the Holy Spirit got to my heart. And that has made all the difference. And it's benefited my family, benefited my practice, became my ministry. It's benefited my patients. And I was so full of it at that point that we were in the drive-thru in Jasper at the Wendy's coming home. And I looked over at Jane after all that, and I said, you know, this medical stuff is pretty cool, but, you know, I think I'm called to the ministry. Well, her mouth was agape, and she sort of fell back. I thought she was going to fall out of the car, but she recovered. And thank goodness that didn't happen. You'd have to hear me all the time up here if that happened. But the nurture continued through prayer and small groups and the preaching all here at the Advent. And you know, last week, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 27, we talked about the cost of discipleship. And if you remember, that verse is, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Where does that courage come to carry your own cross to your death? How did the disciples go from a cowering group of you know, guys have been following this guy around Israel for 2 or 3 years, and all of a sudden, on Sunday morning, they wake up and they're starting the Christian church. It's because they encountered the risen Lord. And, you know, I look at this facility and I look at that stained glass window. It's my favorite one in the church, probably my favorite in the world. It's so easy to understand. You got Jesus on the cross. Then to the left, you've got rising from the tomb. And then on the right, you have ascending into heaven. And I look at that, and it hits me every time. And that courage. Recently, actually been a couple of years now, we had a deacon here named Kathy Jacobs. And Kathy was a very dear friend and an integral part of this church. And I've been around a lot of people as they died through the years, but the courage that she had in her death was inspirational. When you would go to see her on hospice, when she was at St. Vincent's, she would joke about, I need a bigger room if all these people are going to keep coming to visit me. You'd walk out of there and you felt blessed. You felt like you had been in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that is what's nurtured here at the Advent. And that is why I give, and that's why I hope I will always give. Matter of fact, I never planned to leave. We got a condominium in the garden, Jane and I, a little two-bedroom in the columbarium. And praise be to God, y'all can check on us now and then when you're here. Thank you.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.